A Poplar Bluff man has served nearly 15 years of a life sentence and of a death sentence. However, the Supreme Court now says his trial was unfair. Terrence Anderson was sentenced to death for shooting to death his ex-girlfriend's mother in Poplar Bluff. He was also sentenced to life without parole for shooting her father. Anderson's attorney, William Swift, argued to the Supreme Court that Judge William Seiler talked about the case extensively as it was ongoing with the jury foreperson.
Throughout the record, we see statements and actions that are consistent with the judge having prejudged this case because of extrajudicial conversations he had with the juror in the first trial.
Swift tells the Supreme Court Seiler was unable to fairly serve because of those conversations.
And the problem here is that we have these extrajudicial conversations taking place. They are then being invoked and relied upon at the hearing, at the different hearings that took place, in the findings themselves as a basis for the court's ruling.
The Supreme Court agrees and has remanded the case back to the Cape Girardeau Circuit Court for a new sentencing hearing. Judge Seiler must recuse himself from presiding over that hearing. Anderson's first-degree murder conviction stands. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.